So vampires live forever, but what about robots? In movies, they seem to, like Wall-E. And it's happening in real life as well. NASA's Mars rovers are defying their supposed lifespans. The rovers Opportunity and Spirit have been wandering the red planet for almost 5 years now. And Opportunity recently got a new mission of exploring the Endeavour crater on Mars. Studio 360's Sarah Lilly looks at how the Mars rover pictures have changed the way we see the universe.
I'm looking at a photo of the loneliest landscape I've ever seen. Dusty hills roll gently upwards, covered in nothing but shards of rocks for as far as the eye can see. Actually, there's nothing in this picture that isn't rock and shadow. And because there are no trees or anything else connected to life, I have no idea how big or how far away anything is. The sense of scale is a complete mystery. The image is eerie and gorgeous, and it's probably been viewed by millions of people.
I'm not a professional photographer, but my camera's in a great place.
Jim Bell is a geoscientist at Cornell. For years now, he's been leading a team of scientists and engineers creating a photographic portrait of the planet Mars. They mounted cameras on the two NASA rovers, Spirit and Opportunity, and now Jim Bell has collected over 180,000 pictures of the planet's surface, a number of which were recently published in a book called Postcards from Mars. This has pretty much been his dream forever.
Apollo 8, Houston, 1 minute to LOS, all systems go.
I grew up in the Apollo era. I remember, watching the astronauts bounce around on the moon and just being fascinated. I loved astronomy and had a telescope when I was a kid and did a little amateur photography and figured out how to connect my camera to my telescope, which was just great fun. Take pictures of the moon and the rings of Saturn, and was probably 10 or 12 years old.
Bell's parents helped him buy a nice camera, so he joined a small photography club in high school and would spend afternoons taking pictures near his rural Rhode Island home. He loved the 19th and early 20th century landscape photographers like Timothy O'Sullivan, William Henry Jackson, and Ansel Adams. Back then, Bell had no idea what kind of photographic challenges he would be facing now.
In the space business, the clock is ticking. Occasionally, we had the luxury of thinking like photographers do, thinking about how to compose an image, how to frame it, how to arrange something in the foreground to give the field a sense of depth, or to choose the time of day so we can think about the shadowing. But the spacecraft is going to die at some point. You have no idea how long it's going to live, and you just take whatever you can get.
When NASA sent the rovers to Mars, everyone figured the excursion would last about 3 months. Now it's over 3 years later, and amazingly, the rovers are still trundling away on Mars' surface.
The cameras are our eyes there in this environment 150 million miles away, and yet the pictures give it a familiarity. Your first reaction is often, oh, I recognize that place. It's familiar. Maybe it's, in the desert southwest somewhere. You almost expect to see a cactus or a tumbleweed, rolling through the scenery.
Yeah, it may look like you could be there, just taking a wrong turn at the Grand Canyon, but it's an incredibly violent place. The atmospheric pressure is 100 times less than what it is on Earth, if you can imagine what that means. Plus, it gets down to 140 degrees below zero at night. There's just lots of rocks and lots of dust.
It's if you go up to Alaska or northern Canada, everything's white, and the Eskimos there have 50 different words for snow because that's their environment. And it's been said that the same thing's going to happen. When we go to Mars one day and people are living there, there's going to be 50 different words for red because it's all about shading and slight variations in color. One of the things that has been most exciting to me is when we look up at the sky, like when we look at the sunset, and we've taken some beautiful pictures of the sunrise and the sunset. The Martian sky is sort of backwards. You get these red skies during the day and these bluish sunsets.
Jim Bell and his colleagues have opened the door for all of us to see something truly remarkable, literally otherworldly. And yet, for them, it's just another day at the office.
We've all gotten used to this strange you know, way of living, of coming into our office and in the morning, and you flip on your computer and you just see what the latest pictures are from Mars. They're beautiful. It makes me really yearn for the day when poets go to Mars and write about the place in a way that an astronaut or an engineer or a scientist can never write. Those days are coming.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
NASA is planning to send out yet another rover to Mars this coming year, and they've sponsored a naming contest. Check out our website for information and some postcards from the previous Mars rovers. That's studio360.org. And while you're there, check out our whole series of science and creativity podcasts, as well as our regular free weekly podcast of the whole show. That's it for this week's show. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you'll listen again next week. Studio 360 is a production of WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International. Our production team includes
Julie Burstein, Lital Malad,
David Krasnow,
Michelle Siegel,
Derek John,
Jenny Lawton,
Pike Malinowski,
Sarah Lilly,
Rob Weisberg,
Catherine Epstein,
Greta Cohn,
Emily Frost,
Chloe Plant,
Hamad Ahmed.
And our theme music is by David Van Tegum.
PRI's Studio 360 is funded in part by Ken and Lucy Lehman, who believe that winning workplaces respect, reward, and invest in their employees, by the Lilly Auchincloss Foundation, by the SC Group, whose charitable resources include FJC, a foundation of donor-advised funds, at fjc.org, and by the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art.
Studio 360's series on creativity and science is supported in part by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.